Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A Wall Street Journal survey published today finds that many counties across the country with the largest populations of undocumented immigrants do, in fact, have some programs that pay for basic health care, no matter a person's immigration status. Still, immigrants living in this country illegally are not eligible for federally subsidized insurance under Obamacare, and they're also excluded from Medicaid for most treatments. As Jake Harper of Side Effects Public Media reports from Indianapolis, that puts many undocumented immigrants and their doctors in a tough position.
Carla's kidneys don't work, so every night she connects a bag of fluid to a dialysis machine about the size of a couch cushion. While she sleeps, it pumps the fluid into her abdomen to clean her blood. Before Carla got the equipment at home, getting dialysis used to be harder. She says she used to go to the county hospital in Indianapolis for regular treatments. But then one day in 2014, she was turned away.
Mis lungs estaban full de fluids.
My lungs were full of fluid. I explained to the doctors that I couldn't breathe, and they told me it wasn't true, that I had to wait 3 more days.
Standard dialysis for people with kidney failure is given about every 2 days. At this point, Carla was only getting it every 10 days, and sometimes she ended up in the ICU.
Y así estuve 3 meses.
I was like that for 3 months, suffering, throwing up. I couldn't eat anything. It was really hard for my daughter and my mom and dad to see me like that.
The reason the hospital wouldn't give Carla regular dialysis is because she's uninsured. That's because she's undocumented, which is also why she didn't want her full name used in this story. And she's not eligible for public health insurance except for emergency Medicaid. Hospitals can't bill emergency Medicaid until they know for sure it's an emergency. So for kidney disease, doctors sometimes wait until there are dangerous levels of potassium in the blood or fluid in the lungs. Melissa Anderson is a nephrologist in Indianapolis. She says she quit working at the county hospital in part because repeatedly delaying dialysis harms patients.
So you see them one day, and then you see them 2 months later, and they've aged, and you can see the suffering, and you know it's not going to be any different this time. You just hope they survive the hospitalization, and you hope you see them again. But you know they might die before we see them again, and that's heart-wrenching. It's heart-wrenching for all of us.
A 2010 study published in the American Journal of Kidney Diseases estimates there are 5,500 undocumented immigrants in the U.S. who need dialysis. And the Renal Physicians Association says their dialysis should be covered by emergency Medicaid.
They're here. They're working. They live with us. They're part of our communities.
Michael Gardner has been dealing with this for years as a doctor and hospital administrator in Houston, Texas.
To ignore that they require health care like every other person in the country is, I think, it's morally suspect, and I think it's fiscally foolish.
Dr. Gardner says it costs a lot more to wait for emergencies. Instead of just paying for dialysis, there are ER charges, lab charges, x-ray charges, medication charges. Gardner estimates that emergency treatment is 5 times as expensive as regular dialysis, and taxpayers are footing the bill.
You know, it would be one thing if it was better care for more cost or worse care for low cost, but it's bad care for high cost. It's the worst possible answer.
He says one better answer is charity care, providing health care for free or at a reduced cost. Gardner runs the Riverside Dialysis Center in Houston. It gives free dialysis to more than 170 people, primarily undocumented immigrants. Or states could change their laws to basically say the need for regular dialysis is an emergency, so hospitals can bill Medicaid for it. A handful of states, including California and New York, have already done that. But here in Indiana, a bill to fix the issue died in the state legislature. The machine Carla uses for dialysis now was lent to her through charity care. But for patients like Carla, the best solution is to get off dialysis for good.
I've talked with my doctor, and she said a transplant would be ideal for me.
Her brother is willing to donate a kidney, but to get coverage for a transplant, she'll need a visa, and she's hoping that will come through this year. For Here and Now, I'm Jake Harper.